Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Weenie.
And today we are talking about maybe a very serious subject to some people. So to start, I want to ask you, Weenie, are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I have to eat meat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to, but you
choose to. I don't, but I love steak. I love chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever give it up? Would you ever give up meat?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It just tastes good.
It does taste good. I'm not a vegetarian either.
Okay.
Although, now that I'm older, I do eat a lot less meat than I did before when I was younger. But today's article might make you think about becoming a vegetarian.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, we're about to find out. Let's get started.
Reading.
German scientists now know chicks' sex before they hatch. The world's first no-kill chicken eggs are now on the market in Berlin, Germany, due to new Select technology. Since male chicks don't lay eggs and aren't raised for meat, they are of no use to the egg and meat industries. Male chicks are usually killed shortly after they hatch, after growing for 21 days in their shells.Around the world, 4 to 6 billion live male chicks are killed every year, sometimes in cruel ways. The solution to billions of conscious chicks being killed is to determine their sex before they hatch. Scientists have come up with a way to learn a chick's sex when it has only been in its shell for 9 days. The process removes a drop of liquid from the egg,and tests it for male or female hormones. This new Select technology can separate male eggs to be processed into animal feed, while female eggs are allowed to hatch. Some animal rights groups consider this method to be less cruel. The German Federal Ministry of Food and Agriculture financed the project. Its minister, Julia Klockner, says that there is no defense for killing chicks once they are hatched. She wants Germany to be a leader in this new process.
All right, let's get started. We are going to Germany in this article. It says here, the world's first no-kill chicken eggs are now on the market in Berlin, Germany, due to new Select technology. All right, before we talk about this new select technology, let's find out what the phrase on the market means. Now, when we use this phrase, we are just saying that something is now being sold to the public in stores or online. As an example, we could say, do you know when this machine will be on the market? I'd like to buy one for my house.
我们看到 on the market 这个片语其实可以照字面上的理解，在市场上，在市面上，也就是贩售上市的意思。所以第一句说 the world's first no-kill chicken eggs are on the market due to the new technology. Due to 是个介系词片语，注意后面我们要加名词，常见可以替换像是 because of.
That's right. So this phrase due to is another way of saying because of. So because of A,B happened, or due to A, B happened. It's like we're saying A caused B to happen. As an example, we could say, due to new regulations, I won't be able to send you this product in the mail.
其他很爱考替换的也可以说 owing to, 或者是 as a result of something. 记得用法后面都要接名词或动名词。所以我们可以说 due to, owing to, as a result of the new technology. What can this technology do?
Well, we said in the first sentence that it's a new no-kill technology, but that's only kind of right. We'll find out why here. It says, since male chicks don't lay eggs and aren't raised for meat,They are of no use to the egg and meat industries. Now, that doesn't answer your question yet. But we'll get there. Now, we use the phrase, be of no use to somebody or something. Now, when one thing is no use to another thing, it is completely useless and doesn't do anything to help that thing. So, this hat is useless to me in the summer.
No.
It just makes me hot.
Too hot.
Mm-hmm. But in the winter, it's totally useful. Now, as an example sentence, we could say, this ticket is of no use to me anymore. It was for yesterday's movie, not today's.
这电影票是昨天的，对我来说已经没用了。没用你可能会觉得，no use 很直觉，不过要特别注意，这个片语还要加个 of 才会有形容词的成分，也就是 Aaron 老师提到的 useless, it is useless, 就是无用的，一样可以相互代换。那回到文章，我们进一步解释为什么会有这项新技术的发想呢？是因为 since male chicks are of no use, 因为他们既不会下蛋，肉也不能拿来吃，这句有点复杂，我们可以再把句子切开来仔细看一下，这里的主要句子跟子句都没有看到完成式，所以可以知道这里的 since 不是自从的意思哦，而是翻作因为。因为公鸡不会下蛋，也不能拿来吃，所以他们对于鸡肉产业来说没什么用处。
What I want to know is what everybody's got against male chickens, Winnie.
We don't like it, apparently.
I guess not. It says here, male chicks are usually killed shortly after they hatch.After growing for 21 days in their shells. Now we use the verb hatch here. When an animal or a bird hatches, it breaks out of the shell it was born in and comes into the world. As an example, we might say, you're allowed to watch the turtles hatch, but you're not allowed to touch them.
我们先来看 hatch 这个动词，表示孵出、孵化。这个动词很特别哦，当主词动物直接加 hatch， 再加受词，也就是它孵的蛋。例如 ，the mother chicken hatches her eggs， 表示母鸡孵蛋，使得蛋孵化出来。但 hatch 也可以自己指这个蛋，从蛋破壳而出。这时候后面我们就不加受词，所以我们可以说 the eggs take 3 days to hatch， 要花三天蛋才会孵出来。两种用法都是对的，所以我们回到文章哦，没有错哦，你可以用被动式被孵出来 after they are hatched， 也可以用一般动词 hatch 表示破蛋而出。那刚刚说这个男生呢，这个男生的蛋鸡不会下蛋，也不能吃，所以蛋里面呢生长21天以后没多久就会被杀死了。我们用 shortly after 这样的副词来修饰过没多久以后。当然你也可以把 shortly 后面的 after 改成 before， 比方 the gangs ran away shortly before the police showed up. 在警察出现没多久之前，混混们就已经鸟兽散了。So that's terrible. They are killed just because they are of no use to humans.
Mm-hmm. See what we do to the world, Winnie? So, yeah, that's what we're saying here is that the hen lays some eggs, and then the eggs sit for 21 days, and then the chicks come out, and if it's a male chick, we kill the chicks.And if it's a female chick, we keep them because they will lay more eggs and we'll eat their meat.
Ooh.
All right, so this is what the technology is going to change, okay? It says, around the world, 4 to 6 billion live male chicks are killed every year, sometimes in cruel ways.
哇，所以全世界我们一年有4到6十亿的男生的鸡会被杀，因为他们对我们来说没有用，不能吃，也不能下蛋。Sometimes in cruel ways.
Right. So, you know, if we're going to kill animals for ourselves to eat or do other things, we should be doing it in not cruel ways.
No.
We want to cause...
Even though they are animals,
right? We want to cause as little pain as possible. That's the goal. But that does not always happen.So, what is this technology doing? It says, the solution to billions of conscious chicks being killed is to determine their sex before they hatch.
Okay, before we explain some of the hard words, let's take a look at the grammar point here. The solution to, 如何不要滥杀无辜的解决办法是，这里的 to 要很小心，是当介系词用。这点啊，常常会踩到陷阱哦，所以特别记住这里的 to 后面要接名词或动名词。比方说 ,there's no simple solution to climate change. 后面的 climate change 是名词，指气候变迁。那除了 solution to, 其他类似用法的名词呢，还有 the answer to 问题的答案是什么什么，或者是 the key to 关键是什么。比方 the key to winning the game is to pay attention to other players' cards. 赢牌的关键是随时注意别人出的牌。后面固定要搭配 to 再加名词或动名词。所以回到文章，我们看到 being killed 就是把被动式 are killed 小公鸡被杀，在介系词 to 后要改成动名词 being 加 PP 才符合语法哦。So the solution to billions of conscious chicks being killed, what kind of chicks are we talking about?
Well, besides innocent, cute, precious little chicks, Winnie.
They are animals.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about conscious chicks. Mm-hmm. Now, this adjective conscious is used to describe someone, as in a person, mm-hmm. or an animal that is awake,and is aware of what is happening to them and around
wow.
them. So a conscious chick would be alive, awake, and able to feel pain and know that something bad is happening to it.
That it's being killed.
Yes. Here's an example sentence. Ben was in an accident, but he's conscious, so you can talk to him.
Conscious 是形容词，指有意识的，所以文章指动物是有知觉、有意识。我们也可以像例句一样拿来形容人，就是指人是清醒的。那另外不省人事的话呢，就是在前面加一个 you and unconscious。比方我们就说 the boy was unconscious when he drowned， 溺水的时候是不省人事了。那既然小公鸡都是有知觉的 ，it is cruel to kill them when they are conscious.、
Mm-hmm.
So the scientists have found the solution.
That's right, and there'solution is to determine the sex before they hatch. So this verb, determine, means that you find out the facts about something or find more information about something to see what's true. Here's an example. I've determined that Arnold brought me these flowers、
oh.
as I saw him sneaking away from my desk earlier.
You have sharp eyes.、
Mm-hmm.
No surprise can hide from you.Determine 在这里就是确定查明的意思，也就是 to find out。后面我们可以搭配不同的疑问词，比方说 the police determined what had caused the accident， 查明是什么造成这场意外的。Here we're talking about the scientists can determine the sex of the chicks before they hatch.
That's right. Here's another important word. Let's talk about the word sex. Okay, we are talking about the noun sex here. Now, a plant.Animal or person sex, so basically every living creature, their sex is whether they're male or female. Now, usually all creatures, male and female, have bodies that are different from one another. They have different types of bodies. Here's an example sentence. We decided not to find out our baby's sex before it was born.
Sex 是名词，表示性别。除了指人类的性别，我们也可以指动植物的雌雄性。我们刚才说 male and female。那另外，你可能也看过另外一个字 gender， 是有一点点不一样。一个是天生的 sex， 是指你天生的性别。gender 可能是你在填资料的时候，你觉得你性别是什么，会看到这个字。所以回来看这个剧的课文呢，也就是说，滥杀十几亿 billions of 这些有知觉、有意识的小公鸡的解决办法是，这句真正的动词在这里 is。同学可以把它标出来。The solution is to 在蛋孵出来以前就确认他们的性别。Oh, that's a long sentence.
Right, let's look at it again just to see what we've said. The solution to billions of conscious chicks being killed is to determine their sex before they hatch.
Okay.
We learned a lot in that sentence. All right, let's continue on. It says, scientists have come up with a way to learn a chick's sex when it has only been in its shell for 9 days. All right, so let's look at this phrase, come up with. This phrase is used to show that you have thought of an idea or a plan. It's basically just saying that you have thought of something. As an example, we could say, I couldn't come up with a good answer to the teacher's question, so I didn't say anything at all.
就是想出来想到后面呢我们常可能像例句是 the answer, come up with the answer, 想出来答案或者是 come up with ideas, 想到点子等等那课文是 come up with a way, 就是想到办法 In 9 days,、
mm-hmm.
scientists can tell the sex of a chick when it's only 9 days old.
Right, well it's actually not even 9 days old yet because it's still in the egg, right?、
Mm-hmm.
And so it's still、
oh, yeah.
actually forming into the chick at that point.All right, so it says here, the process removes a drop of liquid from the egg and tests it for male or female hormones.
Hormones 就是荷尔蒙，我们是音译英文过来的啦。So they take some liquid、mm-hmm. out of the egg、mm-hmm. and test it. I don't、mm-hmm. know how doctors tell the sex of babies.
It sounds like through the machine.
Same technology, maybe.
I'm not really sure.
They can test the hormones of babies.、
Mm-hmm. All right, so what is this technology going to do? It says here, this new select technology can separate male eggs to be processed into animal feed while female eggs are allowed to hatch. All right, so we learned in that sentence that the female eggs are allowed to hatch, but the male eggs are processed into animal feed. Now, when you process something, this verb means that you get it ready to be used in some way or sold to people. Now, there are different ways to do this depending on the product. Cheese has to be processed in a certain way to get it ready to be eaten, otherwise it won't taste very good. Now, when they process these eggs, they get them ready to be used as food for other animals. The process, that's the noun, that they use to do this will be different than the processes used for other products. Here's an example. The bank won't be able to process your money until tomorrow, so check your account then.
这里我们一连看到两种 process 的用法、哦、前面一句是 the process removes liquid from an egg and tests it 是当名词用指过程我们常会说 the process of something 表示某事情的过程比方说 the process of applying to a college can take as long as a whole year 申请大学的过程那这句我们看到 process 是做动词用有处理加工的意思比方 Aaron 老师提到 cheese 要经过特别的加工这种时候我们就常用被动式或者加工食品就是用这个字的 PP 做形容词来的、哦、processed foods 那我们也可以用 process 指处理文件啊或手续等等最常见就是像例句我们说在银行的情境要处理这笔款项或者是 the new system makes it easier and faster to process more data 处理数据所以回到文章小公鸡在九天大在蛋还在蛋里的时候呢就被拿去当饲料 animal feed 我们用 while 连接做相互对比小母鸡呢则是留下来继续孵化
Alright, so what do people think of what's happening here? It says here, some animal rights groups consider this method to be less cruel.
Yeah, because it's only 9 days instead of 21 days.
Yeah. Notice how we saidSome, though.
Some. 有一些动保团体，这里我们看到 animal rights groups, 就是动保团体，认为这样比较不残忍。那记得我们这里的 consider 的用法，我们用 consider 加受词，再加受词补语。To be 呢，可加也可省。所以注意了，这里的 less cruel 受词补语是拿来形容 this method, 认为这个办法比较不残忍。Some groups think so.
Some groups feel like it's less cruel, that's right.All right, but of course the government thinks this is a good thing. So it says here, the German Federal Ministry of Food and Agriculture financed the project.
这里就是德国联邦食品及农业部 finance 在这里是做动词用，表示资助、赞助，也就是 to provide money to support somebody or something. 尤其是一大笔钱的时候，我们就可以用 finance 这个动词。所以这个德国联邦食品及农业部也支持这项计划。Even the government supports this project.
Mm-hmm. And it says here, its minister, Julia Klöckner, says that there is no defense for killing chicks once they are hatched.Now, we use the noun defense in that sentence. Here, a defense is something that you can say or do in order to support somebody or something that is being criticized. Now, here, Klöckner is saying that there is no way to support killing live chicks and that this action should take place before they hatch. As an example, we could say, saying you don't know the traffic laws is not a defense if you cause a car accident.Shouldn't be in a car driving if you don't know the rules.
No. Yeah. Defense 是名词，来自 defend 这个动词。Defense 是敌人来的时候，你要抵御啊，防御这个字。或者如果你有在看篮球，就敌对在攻，你要防守呢，也是用这个字。那在法庭上 ，defend 还有辩护的意思。所以名词 defense 呢，就有辩词、辩解的意思。那 there's no defense 意思就是没有什么好辩解啦，或者是像你出了车祸，就说哎，我不知道交通规则啊，这也不是什么好的辩词。所以我们意思就是 killing is killing once they are hatched。这里的 once 是当连接词，表示一旦鸡蛋孵化出来就是残杀动物。所以部长也说，鸡蛋孵出来发现是男的再杀掉。There's no defense， 他也认为这是错的。
All right. Well, she continues here. She wants Germany to be a leader in this new process. Okay. You know what, Winnie? I'm kind of on board.、Yep. I think that killing live chicks is a lot worse than killing them when they're still forming. So I'm on board. But I think that as humans who are going to eat meat, that we have to know what we're doing before we eat it.
That's true.
We have to be responsible about the decisions we make and how they affect other living creatures. If you choose to eat meat, that's fine. Just understand and know about where it comes from.
Yeah.
That's called being a responsible human.
No, the chicken、mm-hmm. just live in the supermarket.
Okay. All right. Well, we are finished with the article today. We'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today. How do you feel about the way animals are treated in the meat industry? A very controversial and
very
interesting、
serious.
Question.
Yeah.、Mm. I think, right, if you want to eat meat,、mm-hmm. as long, you have to at least know how they are treated.
Right, you have to be a responsible human.
Yeah, so、yep. some cows, pigs, or even、mm-hmm. chickens, they are like crawled in the little box. They、mm-hmm. don't even have room to...to move around, and they have to produce meat for you, I、mm-hmm. think that's not fair.
That is not a very good way to do things. Personally, I don't feel great about the way that animals are treated.
No.
And as soon as scientists come up with an affordable way for me to eat fake meat, I will only be eating that.
No, but they are still healthy cows and pigs and chickens
on
the farm.
There are in very rural communities,、mm-hmm. but that doesn't feed 7 billion people.
No, it's not enough.
Now, if we had a smaller population, that might be different. But that's not the way our world is right now. So, science for the win. Give me some fake meat. Make those animals happy. What about you guys? What do you think? Talk about it. It's an interesting question and one that's very important to our world today. So, we are saying goodbye.
Yes.
I am Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And this、Bye-bye. Is English for You. Bye-bye.
German scientists now know chicks' sex before they hatch.The world's first no-kill chicken eggs are now on the market in Berlin, Germany, due to new Select technology. Since male chicks don't lay eggs and aren't raised for meat, they are of no use to the egg and meat industries. Male chicks are usually killed shortly after they hatch, after growing for 21 days in their shells. Around the world, 4 to 6 billion live male chicks are killed every year,sometimes in cruel ways. The solution to billions of conscious chicks being killed is to determine their sex before they hatch. Scientists have come up with a way to learn a chick's sex when it has only been in its shell for 9 days. The process removes a drop of liquid from the egg and tests it for male or female hormones. This new Select technology...can separate male eggs to be processed into animal feed, while female eggs are allowed to hatch. Some animal rights groups consider this method to be less cruel. The German Federal Ministry of Food and Agriculture financed the project. Its minister, Julia Klockner, says that there is no defense for killing chicks once they are hatched. She wants Germany to be a leader in this new process.
Vocabulary Review.
hatch. At the farm, we saw baby chickens hatching from their eggs. Conscious. Steve was hurt in the car accident, but he was conscious when he got to the hospital. Determine. The police determined that the man had stolen the money when they found it in his car. Sex. Many people want to know their baby's sex before it's born, but I want to be surprised. Process. We use special machines to process wood into pieces of paper. Process. It's a long process for the government to change the laws. Defense. In my defense, my flight was late, so I had no chance of getting to work on time.